Next, we turn to the trouble with Tesla. In the United States and elsewhere, Cybertrucks have been set ablaze. Bullets have been aimed at Tesla showrooms, and there have been increasing attacks on properties carrying the logo of Elon Musk's company. The recent spate of attacks started after Mr. Musk began his role overseeing the new Department of Government Efficiency within the Trump administration. It also coincides with a major slump in Tesla's share price in recent months. So where does the company stand now, and what will happen to Elon Musk should this downward trend continue? Well, RTE's business reporter Adam Maguire joins us now to delve into this a little bit more. Adam, before we get into the trials and tribulations of Tesla, maybe we should clear up a point of debate. Did Elon Musk create Tesla?
Technically, no, but according to the courts, he is a co-founder. So just to explain that, Tesla was founded in the mid-2023 by Martin Eberhard and Mark Tappering, shortly after the guy called Ian Wright joined as well. It wasn't until February 2004 that Musk came on the scene. At that stage, he was an investor. He invested $6.5 million in the company, immediately making him the biggest shareholder. He became the chairman, but it wasn't until late 2008 that he became the CEO. And following then a court battle with Eberhard and Tesla and a legal settlement, it was agreed they could all call themselves co-founders. The argument, I suppose, Musk and his supporters would make is that even though he wasn't there on day one, he did provide the money and the expertise and the connections which allowed a fledgling business to grow and become the kind of widely recognised brand that it is today.
Okay, but whoever founded it, it has been at the forefront of electric cars for some time.
Yeah, absolutely. Like, no more than Musk wasn't actually the creator of Tesla, and Tesla wasn't the creator of the electric car. It has, though, been the most influential company in bringing them into the mainstream in the past 15 years or so. Part of that is because of the technology and the patents that they created and they acquired. Part of it was the buzz that was created around the brand, because Tesla's strategy has always been start with an expensive luxury car and then slowly make your way into the kind of mid-market and more affordable models. You know, Tesla was an aspirational brand. It was a status symbol. It kind of leveraged that then, built a market share, and then slowly started making more mainstream cars. Another reason, though, why it's been so successful is because it was exclusively focused on electric vehicles, unlike most of its rivals. So if you look at the likes of Volkswagen, for example, they've far more experience and expertise in building cars at a massive scale, but it's taken them a long time all the same to get to grips with EVs, because they're also grappling with, well, how much money should we invest in building EVs? How much of our production floor should go towards EVs as well? And they're still trying to make money from traditional combustion engines, which, after all, there's still a lot of demand for. So Tesla didn't have to worry about all that. They could focus entirely on EVs and dominate that market as a result.
But that's changing now.
Yeah, it really is. Its sales, for example, in the EU, European Free Trade Area and UK were down 45% in January. They fell again across Europe in February at a time when EV sales were actually rising quite sharply. Sales in China down as well. They seem to be falling in the US too. Part of that is being blamed on stiffer competition. You know, I mentioned Volkswagen, for example, Ford as well, other big car brands have now gotten to grips with EVs. They're really competitive and they're bringing out kind of interesting models. We also have China's BYD, which has significantly pushed down the price that people need to pay for an electric car. They've also innovations like they're now boasting they can charge batteries much faster. At the same time, Tesla has been slower bringing new models to market. But part, of course, of Tesla's sales slump is being blamed on Elon Musk's politics, his strong support of Donald Trump, his full-throated support for the right-wing AfD party in the recent German elections. And Germany is particularly interesting because sales there are down 59% in January, 71% in February. And it matters because Germany is a big market, obviously, especially in Europe. But it's also the country where Tesla makes a lot of its cars for the European market. So it's very, very important to Tesla that it's doing well in that country.
Do we know what's happening in Ireland?
Yeah, so Tesla sales were down 13.2% in Ireland last year. Smaller slump, though, than the overall fall in EV sales and car sales in general. So Tesla's market share in Ireland actually grew a little bit last year. In February, in January and February of this year, sales actually up compared to the start of 2004 by around 31%. We're talking about relatively low numbers, though. At the same time, though, other car companies saw their EV sales grow more. So they're now the fourth biggest EV seller in Ireland at the start of this year, behind Kia, Volkswagen and Hyundai.
Is there a business rationale for Elon Musk's continued alliance with Donald Trump?
It really is an odd one because, you know, you put aside the attacks on cars and on dealerships and all that kind of thing. In supporting Donald Trump and his agenda so strongly, he does seem to be going against a lot of what made Tesla quite successful to date. Because, for a start, it very much benefited from the US government in its early years. It got stimulus loans under the Obama administration, got subsidies and tax breaks for electric cars. They were continued under the Biden administration. Over the years, Tesla has also made a lot of money from selling emissions credits to other car companies that were producing petrol and diesel cars that couldn't lower their emissions. And they only needed to do that. They only needed to buy those because the government had set targets for emissions reductions that they couldn't meet. So Tesla was able to sell credits as a result. And they're the kinds of things that Donald Trump and the Department of Government Efficiency, DOGE, has in their sights. Trump has already ended Joe Biden's EV mandate that set a target for having 50% car sales being electric by 2032. One of his first acts in office was to cancel federal funding for EV chargers on highways. He's expected to get rid of the emissions targets and the subsidies for electric cars because, you know, by Republican standards, they're seen as both wasteful in terms of the government, but also their government interference in the car market. And at the same time, Musk's siding with, you know, MAGA voters is clearly alienating him from the kind of left-leaning progressive types that would have stereotypically bought a Tesla in the past. You know, some of them now actually trying to get rid of their Teslas because they don't want to be seen to be giving implicit support to him or to Trump. Some are putting bumper stickers on saying, you know, I bought this before I knew about Elon Musk. At the same time, though, you know, we had Donald Trump, on the White House lawn trying to sell Teslas. You know, his voters aren't that fond of electric cars, so it doesn't really matter that he said they should go and buy them. And realistically as well, you're talking about a lot of, you know, blue collar workers and so on. They're not in the market for any new car at the moment, certainly not an electric car. They're more interested, as we saw during the election, in the price of petrol. They want to see that fall so they can keep running their big gas guzzlers and trucks. They're not interested in EVs at all.
And Tesla's share price has fallen 50% since December. Some people are suggesting that's a doomsday scenario for Musk if it keeps falling. Explain what's going on there.
Yeah, so this relates to what's called a margin loan, where an asset like shares in a company are used as collateral when borrowing money. Within those deals, though, there is an agreement that if the value of the asset of the shares falls below a certain point, the lender can make a margin call. And essentially that means they demand the loan is repaid immediately or they want more collateral put on the line to prove you can cover the loan if needs be. And we know from filings by Tesla last year that as of the end of March 2024, Musk had used about a third of his Tesla shares as collateral in loans that he'd taken out. So there is a point at which those loans and the margin calls on those would kick in and he'd be forced to start selling assets, including his Tesla shares, in order to repay the loans. Or at very least, he'd have to commit more shares as collateral, which puts his business empire at risk. And, you know, there's a belief that if that happens, it could kind of be like a house of cards for Musk because so much of his net worth is tied up in shares and investments, which are all built on loans on the back of Tesla shares. It's not exactly clear when a margin call is going to kick in. Some think it's around $120 per share, which is still well below where we're at the moment, even with the recent falls. So it would take an unprecedented collapse in Tesla's share price to get there in the near future. It's not impossible, though. In fact, if you look at Tesla's own regulatory filings, they cite this as one of the big risks facing the business, because if Musk is forced to sell shares in Tesla, that could push the share price down, which could trigger further margin calls, which would end in this kind of doom spiral where it keeps going down. He keeps having to sell more shares as a result of that.
OK, time will tell. Adam McGuire, thank you very much. It's 9:01. Before we let you go, Adam, actually, I failed to ask you, have the shareholders actually been voicing any concern? Have they been speaking up, surely, when they see the share price going down?
Very, very few, really. We've had one big investor, Ross Gerber, who said they need a new CEO because of Musk being kind of a bit of a toxic figure and his focus on Doge. Dan Ives, who's been very supportive of Trump, of Musk and Tesla over the years, says he needs to now focus back on Tesla rather than Doge. Broadly speaking, though, he has so much of a sway in the company, a big shareholding, and he's so instrumental to the share price of the company as well. People aren't inclined to speak up against him yet because they think if he were to go from Tesla, it could really damage the value of the company and it would really struggle in the future as well.
Okay, Adam, we'll finish this time. Thank you very much.